Britney Spears strips down Baby One More Time. Jennifer Lopez marries Ben Affleck, and Lil Uzi Vert adopts gender-neutral pronouns. It's Monday, July 18th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Britney Spears did something on Friday that she hasn't done in a long time. She sang for her fans. The pop star posted video clips on Instagram in which she does an a cappella version of her 1998 debut single, Baby One More Time. I haven't shared my voice in an extremely long time, maybe for too long, and here's me playing in my house with a different version of Baby, she wrote in an emoji-filled caption. I share this because I'm aware of my love and passion to sing, and my own family made a fool of me. I'm not going to be a victim. Hit me, baby, one more time. P.S. I'm sure you advanced musicians think it's horrible or bad. Well, when I'm bad, I'm better. Spears also repeated the complaints about her life under the conservatorship that ended last November after nearly 14 years. They made me feel like nothing, every single one of them. Like I said before, they took away my rights. My womanhood was ruined. Jennifer Lopez got married to Ben Affleck early Sunday morning at a Las Vegas wedding chapel. We did it, Lopez, 52, shared on her fan site on the JLo. Love is beautiful, love is kind, and it turns out love is patient. 20 years patient. The pop superstar said the ceremony was exactly what we wanted and described how she and Affleck flew to Las Vegas, stood in line for a license with four other couples, and made it to the Little White Wedding Chapel by midnight. They graciously stayed open a few minutes, let us take pictures in a pink Cadillac convertible, evidently used once by the king himself. But if we wanted his Elvis himself to show, that cost extra and he was in bed, Lopez said. We read our own vows in the little chapel and gave one another rings that we'll wear for the rest of our lives. Lopez shared pictures in which she's wearing a white lace off-the-shoulder gown with long sleeves and Affleck donned a white tuxedo jacket with black pants and a black bow tie. The bride, who signed her message, Jennifer Lynn Affleck, wrote, "Stick around long enough and maybe you'll find the best moment of your life was a drive-thru in Las Vegas at 12:30 in the morning, the Tunnel of Love drive-thru with your kids and the one you'll spend their life forever with. Love is a great thing, maybe one of the best things and worth waiting for." Affleck was married to Jennifer Garner from 2005 to 2018 and the couple has three children. Lopez was previously married to Oani Noah, Chris Judd, and Mark Anthony, with whom she has twins Max and Em. She got engaged to Ben Affleck in 2002, they split in 2004, and she got engaged to Alex Rodriguez in 2019. They split in 2021. Lopez and Affleck rekindled their romance in early 2021 and went Instagram official last July. Lil Uzi Vert has changed pronouns to they/them. The rapper, who turns 27 at the end of the month, updated their Instagram profile over the weekend. Lil Uzi Vert, who was born Samir Woods, did not immediately address the decision to adopt gender-neutral pronouns. July 14th was International Non-Binary People's Day. Last week, the rap star announced the forthcoming release of the EP titled Red and White. Their Instagram bio now reads, "Red and White equals pink." In 2019, Sam Smith adopted they/them pronouns. After a lifetime of being at war with my gender, I've decided to embrace myself for who I am inside and out, they wrote in an Instagram post at the time. I understand there will be many mistakes and misgendering, but all I ask is you please, please try. I hope you see me like I see myself now. Thank you. On Instagram, Demi Lovato displays the they/them, she/her, and Halsey has she/they in their profile. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.